Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. The California Employment Development Department, EDD, announced on May 23, 2020, a release of $23 million through two national dislocated worker grants to address the coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic's impact on California's workforce. Two grants from Employment and Job Training Services to 2,590 workers affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. The Workforce Development Board of Ventura County applied for the emergency employment recovery component of this grant and was awarded $315,000. Here to tell us more about what the grant will do to help us achieve our goals here, let's say good morning to Elsa Banuelos, Lead Employment Specialist for Career Services at America's Job Center of California. Good morning, Elsa. How are you?
Good, good. Thank you.
It's so nice to have you on KVTA this morning. So let's get straight to it. Can you tell us more about the National Dislocated Worker Grant and what it'll do for Ventura County?
Yes, absolutely. The design of the Employment Recovery National Dislocated Worker Grant is to provide employment and training assistance to dislocated workers affected by major economic dislocations, COVID-19, such as major layoffs, reduction in work hours, unable to obtain employment, plant closures, industry-wide layoffs, community impact, and so forth. This also includes small businesses and independent contractors. We in Ventura County have been impacted by all of the above. So this grant is to help the dislocated workers with reemployment and educational goals.
So, Elsa, how will eligibility be determined for the grant?
Well, the standard eligibility will apply, plus dislocated worker eligibility, such as layoff due to no fault of their own, reduction in work hours, or unable to obtain employment due to COVID. So COVID-related layoffs, such as illness-related isolation, government-imposed restrictions, reduction in work supply, or because of the after effects of COVID pandemic. So also the grant extends to members of the armed forces and their spouses. So most importantly, we just ask that the public just ask us, call us, let us help you determine eligibility.
Now, share with us how you can provide the services. Are they in person, virtually? How's that being done, Elsa?
We are connecting with our customers virtually by one-on-one phone interviews, text messaging, internal messaging, and virtual group meetings.
Now, when we hear of a program like this, we really want to know who can be benefited from this. So give us an idea of the industries that people affected by COVID-19 looking for work should consider for employment. How does that work, Elsa?
Well, the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, we have identified sectors that provide sustainable career pathways and in-demand jobs and careers. So the sectors identified in Ventura County include healthcare, manufacturing, clean and green, and the business sector. The labor market information has confirmed that careers in these sectors are in demand and expected to continue growing in Ventura County.
Very, very interesting. And now let's look at other things we can share about the program, because one of the things, seeing $315,000 available with this program, it's a lot of cash, but there are a lot of people in need, and I think a lot of people are going to be moving on this very, very quickly. So what would you like to add, Elsa, for motivation to get people involved, whether they're business owners or they're people out there who are looking to get back into a career after being bumped out by COVID?
Well, what I'd like to share is the services that we actually provide a participant in receiving these services through this program. So through the career services, there's actually several and activities to help support the dislocated workers in making informed decisions based on local and economic demand for the purposes of achieving reemployment and educational goals. Now, these services include initial assessments, development of an individual employment plan, referrals to other partner agencies for co-enrollment to leverage services, labor market information. We also assist in identifying industry-recognized credentials. We also assist in identifying eligible training providers, resume assistance, job referrals, and it keeps going, automated job alerts, networking and career connections, virtual meetings, how to market themselves to an employer and introduce an on-the-job training option that may reimburse an employer up to 50% of the wages, job coaching, advising, assisting in identifying a career pathway, career exploration, apprenticeships, and information on the availability of supportive services, such as rental assistance, utilities, work clothes. The goal of these services is for the individual to be prepared and marketable in the job market and provide the individual with skills that employers seek.
So for more information about this COVID-19 employment recovery program, you can call in the 805-204-5186 or visit www.VenturaCountyAJCC.org. That's www.VenturaCountyAJCC.org. If you are an employer interested in partnering with the Workforce Development Board and learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing and recruiting our future workforce, visit WorkforceVenturaCounty.org. Now, interesting, we do have somebody on board with us, Elsa. It's Andres, and he runs restaurants in the Ventura Harbor, and so he's lived this first person.
Absolutely, and Elsa, you got my interest when you said employers 50%. So let me ask you, because obviously it's interesting to me now. Now, is this funding, this is, how do people actually collect this funding? Is it because we're supplementing them and sending them this money, or we're training them and then the employers get this money to train them and put them back into the workforce?
The latter. We talk to employers and either through the customer identifying an employer, or we connect with an employer directly and we identify the service for the employer to do the on-site training, which is the best way to learn is on the job,
of course,
in my opinion. And that way the employer benefits and doesn't lose out. It is cost effective for the employer to receive a reimbursement for the time spent in training an individual their type
I'm
of
in.
Work.
I'm in. Where do I go? am I ruled out because I'm on the radio with you? Or
no,
can I call
I don't
up?
Think so. But Elsa, for this, so restaurant management certainly would be a career, correct?
Exactly.
Absolutely.
So and there's going to be a lot of that because a lot of people left our industry and moved on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's, I mean, this is a serious thing with the restaurant industry. You know, when you have this kind of a gap, granted, it is a kind of a career that it's always there. Like if you were a server during college, you can always do it whenever you need money, or a bartender, and you tend to come back. But at the same time, there is this lapse in work that people that have left that I've tried calling back and they're gone. They've moved on to their other careers. That there's going to be, I believe, a need for people in the restaurant industry managing, cooking, serving, you know, all the above maintenance.
Well, especially when there's an opportunity for promotion, for example, in management positions, and then that's where you're able to provide a whole lot more skills for this individual.
Yeah.
And Oxnard College, the community college there, had a wonderful restaurant program.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
a lot of those people are on hold, and a lot of those people use restaurants like yours to get an apprenticeship, if you will, mentoring, where they also get compensated.
Yeah, and I know Chef Adam from there, and he does a great job training everybody there and learning from in the college. That's a great place to go. I'm definitely going to take your number and give you a call.
Wonderful.
Because I believe we're on the verge of opening up, even though as bad as things seem right now, I believe we're a few months from all of a sudden going, okay, there's light at the end of the tunnel.
And the need will come up very rapidly,
absolutely.
Too.
Absolutely.
Let's do the numbers again. COVID-19 Employment Recovery Program, call 805-204-5186 or visit www.VenturaCountyAJCC.org. Elsa, thank you so much for the information. This is something we need right now, the light at the end of the tunnel, a little bit of enthusiasm from these poor people who have been displaced. They now have a little bit of hope out there.
I'm one of the poor people.
Yes. All of the people out there.
These poor people, in front of you.
Yeah, one of them is there, right in front of me.
Thank you.
That's it. So, Elsa, you have yourself a wonderful day. We appreciate your time
here
on KVTA.
Thank you for letting me share. Appreciate it.
We appreciate your time, too. It's 8:49.